Let's go to the hotline here, and we have candidate for Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman on the line. Welcome, Cynthia.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, Cynthia.
Great. Well, you came out of the State Assembly pretty well yesterday. You almost kept your opponent off the ballot.
It was a great day yesterday.
Yes. Okay.
Now, I'm reading from his literature here. It says that you are a great defender of former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his unconstitutional gun laws. Is that true, Cynthia?
No, Jim, that's not true. You know, Michael Bloomberg, I know, was very interested last year in the legislature when we were debating the gun laws and threw some of his money our way, but there's no involvement at the Attorney General's office with, against, for Michael Bloomberg. So that's some spicy rhetoric that my opponent was throwing out there, but it really is not true.
Well, speaking of the Attorney General, I noted with great interest that our current Attorney General, term-limited John Southers, endorsed you at the podium yesterday.
He did, and I have had the privilege of working with Mr. Southers for the last 9 years as his chief deputy. So that to me was the biggest honor of the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a, you know, he's a favorite of mine, too, Cynthia. This is Ed Jones. And when as district attorney, he did a great job here, and he's going to be missed, but I'm pretty sure that you have some nice size shoes to fill, but hopefully you'll do a great job if you actually win this thing.
Well, thank you. Yes, I will do my best to fill those shoes.
Okay.
Cynthia, tell us about your ultimate opponent in November, this Don Quick. I believe he's from Weld County.
Don is actually from Adams County, Jimmy. He was elected district attorney in the 17th Judicial District for a couple of terms. And interestingly, Don tried to get his term limits lifted so that he could run for another four-year term as district attorney, and the voters of Adams and Broomfield County resoundingly defeated that proposition. Mm-hmm. They did not want him back. So I think that gives me and gives you an idea of how folks who had him as their DA might feel about him as an attorney general.
Well, that is interesting because unlike El Paso County, Adams is not known as a bastion of conservatism, and neither, of course, is Broomfield.
Yeah.
A fair amount of liberal folks vote and populate there. But as I recall, he said some fairly controversial things here not too long ago. Can you enlighten our listeners?
I absolutely can. Taking a page from U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder's playbook, Don Quick held a press conference on the steps of the state courts building and called on John Southers to drop his defense of the definition of marriage that's in the Constitution of Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, the voters, a number of years back, amended the Constitution and said, we want marriage to be the traditional definition of being between a man and a woman. That's what the voters approved. And Don Quick says he doesn't agree with that. He doesn't believe that that is constitutional, even though the Supreme Court of the United States hasn't said that.
Yeah.
And so presumptively, he thinks that the Attorney General should not defend that provision of the Constitution. And that, you know, that kind of picking and choosing as an Attorney General of what parts of the Constitution you defend, I can't imagine a better thing to criticize my opponent about than starting there, because the people of El Paso County and Republicans across the state know that if you're the Attorney General, you take the oath to uphold the entire Constitution.
Right.
Well, and the state legislature is charged with the responsibility of passing laws, and sometimes the voters take a notion to put something on the ballot, but once it ends up in the Colorado Constitution, as Attorney General, you don't have the choice whether or not to enforce those laws and constitutional provisions that are passed by the people.
Absolutely right.
So just to give our listeners a little bit of an idea, how large of an office is the Attorney General's office?
Well, Jimmy, we're the biggest law firm in Colorado, actually. Mm-hmm. We have 275 attorneys doing the work of the people of the state. And then about another 150 folks who do administration and support services, technology and budgeting, the backbone and infrastructure of the office. So we are a very large law firm.
So presumably, not only do you have to be a good lawyer to populate this office, as our own El Paso County John Souther's native son has for the last 8 years, you also have to manage all those folks. Is that right?
That's correct, and that's a major part of what I have been doing as John Souther's chief deputy during his term as attorney general, is managing all those folks.
Well, I have to ask you, you know, earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about a recent National Science Foundation poll of adult Americans, 25% of whom thought that the sun revolved around the earth. And I just have to ask you if you believe that, and if you're a member of the Flat Earth Society.
No, I can't say that I am. I was actually more intrigued by the debate about hoofed animals, having come from a farming community, and I was concerned at first that you were anti-goat, but I was reassured by your last comments.
Oh, no, we're all about goats and horses and mules. Our former chairman of the El Paso County Board of Commissioners used to ride a mule every year in the in the range ride, we just think goats have their place, and it's not in an urban environment where they can cause all sorts of problems for neighbors and property values.
I'm very glad that that is not an issue for the state attorney general.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to tell our listeners while you've got the opportunity in the next 2 or 3 minutes?
Well, I very much appreciate the chance to come on your program, and I hope to visit you all again. Mm-hmm. Yesterday at the Republican State Assembly was it was quite a high for me, the first time I have run for office, and hearing from 70% of the voters that they would like me to be their next attorney general is quite an honor and a privilege, and I'm looking forward to continuing the campaign through November, and I hope that I have many opportunities to convince them that I'm the right person to back.
You've already spent a fair amount of time here in El Paso County having coffees and meet and greets. Are you going to be back anytime soon?
You know, I am. We have several things on the calendar, and we have been holding off filling it up till we got through the assembly yesterday, but I'm told my folks now it's time to start scheduling things. So if anyone who's listening has a group that they'd like me to come and visit with, please contact our campaign at CynthiaKaufman4AG.com.
We'll probably see you at the picnic in the park, too.
In fact. Yeah. Yes, I have that on the calendar already. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah. That's coming up in June 14th.
June 14th,
is that right?
I think it is.
Yeah. Down in America the Beautiful Park.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's always a great forum for candidates. That'll be just 10 days before the primary when your ultimate fate is sealed. But then you'll go on perhaps in November to the general election. And so is there anything else that perhaps would distinguish you from your primary opponent or your general election opponent in November?
I think when it comes to the primary opponent, certainly experience. I've been an attorney for 23 years now, and the last 9 in the attorney general's office. And this is not a job. The attorney general's job is not someplace for on-the-job training. We need somebody who can hit the ground running on the first day, and I am that person. You know, Don Quick actually worked in the attorney general's office under Ken Salazar and held the same job that I hold now. So I think I match up very well as the Republican candidate against him, because I've been there, being there for the last decade. A lot of things have changed since Ken Salazar was attorney general, and I'm looking forward to teaching Mr. Quick about that.